come out of that space of writing to be able to meet and interact with people who are both writers and appreciators of the spoken word is everything. So this is like our church. Mm-hmm. And in light of that, tomorrow, Earth Day, I'm going to dedicate my reading to Mother Earth, Gaia.
Okay.
I'm going to start with, actually I've been thinking a lot about death and birth and dying and all these things. I'm going to start with a death poem. And this comes about because a high school friend of mine died, and I heard about it, and it just struck me that it was just mortality in my face, and I had not seen her in 20 years. It's called Sue Steed Sits with Angels. Word spreads and time travels, reaching from afar. Past brought home. Here walks no more this earthly life. Old friend, past friend crossed over, and the void is felt. A life once connected shall always be a great tree of roots sunk deep. And we are those memories. We join in memory and in community, and shall always be experience gathered. Here walks no more this earthly life. Old friend, past friend crossed over, and the void is felt. No visiting again, no drinks poured, her soul is moored, anchored to the ages, sitting, sipping softly with the sages. Long past interactions hanging round, remembrances remain. These souls with whom we lived live on and more, dancing, daring through eternity. And we feel her grace, this empty space of her who was, now laying rest, she is playing with an angel. And the heavens enjoy what we have always known. Sue Steed sits with angels, and they are blessed. Here walks no more this earthly life. Old friend, past friend, crossed over, and the void is filled. I'm going to read some from my book, Crossing Waters, and reading discount, $10. There's no bookstore, so we'll forego the 40%. My book is divided into seasons, basically spring through winter, the idea of asking questions about life from different perspectives. And I'm kind of known historically as a political poem, but I reached a certain point in my life where I started evolving into love poetry, and you know, some of my friends no longer speak to me as a result of it, but you know, here we go. Breath is really important to me. This is called First Breath. I am your wanting. Warm me, and I will open. Drink of me, and I will overflow. Envelop me in the thick, sensual syrup of your sweet breath, and I will always be true. I am your desire, served up on a tray for breakfast. What do I know? The man's a vet, he's had it rough, back long enough to feel that stuff of jungles and rifles and friends who stayed. His wife and child can't understand the screams of dreams or why he drinks and does not work. They've gone their way now, left for normal life, that they think their safe life. And Uncle Sam, he says it's fine. It's in his head, and this won't count for doctors and treatments or the quiet he craves. So I decide. My soul inside volunteers. I am and join the other army, the one of tears and peace and insistence with civil resistance. I'll fight for him, play pacifist anthems for him and those who didn't make it. I fire flowers and garlands, shoot love and empathy with artillery of filigree of faith. Armed to the teeth, sheets full of fronds and doves, our army constructs barricades to block blind politicians dancing fancy footwork around ideas of empty words. I'm told I don't understand, but wonder why I see his pain. And they do not. back seats. Full and earnest, deeply devoted, my teenage fingers fumble with buttons, buttressing blouse to touch a universe discovered in the backseat of matinee movies. I awaken the nights, deeply desirous, I lift your skirt to touch a universe discovered in the backseat of my Mustang. Changed and transformed, my teenage heart sheds fear for taste, feminine charms channeled when I let loose my liberty. I lift your skirt to touch a universe recollected in the backseat of my memory. Mm-hmm. That night, I forgot my glasses tonight, so I'm kind of like, need an extra arm's length here. That's truly, I knew I became a love poet. You know, I can't see the politic that night. This crystal, this moment, you gave it form and held fixed the glimmer of soul and searching, showing full detail. Its manner found perfectly preserved, shielded from sight, the unknown content, unlocked luster, lingering just beneath the surface shimmer. And curiosity cannot solve the what of why, for it is as you are, revealed in indirect and inexact ways. In worlds wound down with candlelight after a long day. In this bed you do show a soul's design, like snowflakes pressed to glass of windows with panes framing views of moments melting. Our nature and faith, our destiny, we discover in a crystal, on a glass, in the cold, watching windows warm with wonder. Summer, out of breath. Each season starts with a breath poem. Out of breath. I am out of breath. Your soft whisper inflames and exercises eagerness, emptying everything from spring to well within, waiting for a righteous, resuscitated refill. I've been reading this one lately, and it's usually not. It was written about the idea of how I felt when I was in my 20s. But now being in my 40s, realizing just how silly I was on some levels. It's called Transitronic Trill. Transitronic generation tripping speeds towards a tipping point thrown out to tempt the most magnificent of monsters. Released from meditations made murky with a man's mensa mania, I monocle my eyes for your comfort. You who are that older order stand against a tide while holding horns of bending bulls wrapped in might, thinking this is right. Mortal men, old man, finesse might fight better, but you exaggerate yourself to be a thing of consequence. Make way. Movement and mentoring might suit better. This is a young man's motion and wind. It is my energy, not yours. Air is the potency of my youth. Gifts given. At the crossroads of here and there, at about the time of midnight, a man and a woman transform and christen themselves with a taste of each other. With energy to burn, in a pantomime, proud to be as ancient as the world itself, balancing energies realign, with hearts of grace, one uplifts the other, and souls seek their silent searches, and bodies blurt spurts of sound and sentiment, the glimpses glanced and mirrored across rooms, among partners practicing great miracles, with genetic markers of height, and hands and space between the eyes. Then distance grows short, complicity of seed and egg consecrated. The casting pentacle triangulates exhilaration in love and loving each and every time the great gains go forth with gifts given graciously in our progeny.